You're listening to SBS News.
That footage was horrific.
Anthony Albanese has voiced his support for the Australian journalist shot with a rubber bullet while covering immigration protests in Los Angeles. The PM praised Nine correspondent Laurent Massey, saying she was clearly identified as press and should not have been targeted.
And so we have already raised these issues with the US administration. We don't find it acceptable that it occurred, and we think the role of the media is particularly important.
As the incident garners international headlines, LA Police Chief Jim McDonnell has also expressed his concerns.
I know the situation you're referring to with the member of the media. We saw that. We're very concerned about that, and we're looking into that.
But Anthony Albanese stopped short of committing to raising the incident at the G7, where he's expected to meet with President Donald Trump on the sidelines next week.
Discussions I have with the president are discussions between myself and the president.
There's little doubt that those discussions will turn to tariffs as Australia seeks an exemption from US import levies and attempts to promote free and fair global trade. Speaking at the National Press Club today, Mr. Albanese's big announcement was on economic issues, particularly productivity growth.
Making our way forward depends on what all of us can work together to achieve. And that's why I've asked the Treasurer, Jim Chalmers, to convene a roundtable to support and shape our government's growth and productivity agenda. At Parliament House in August, we will bring together a group of leaders from the business community, the union movement and civil society.
He says the government wants to build the broadest base possible to support further economic reforms. The move has been welcomed by the Australian Industry Group, with Chief Executive Innes Willocks saying Australia's productivity performance has been woeful even before the pandemic, and the summit is perfectly timed. Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry CEO Andrew McKellar also welcomed the news.
There are few more critical issues than productivity for the Australian economy in the end. That's the only way that we're going to get sustainable increases in living standards going forward. So from a business point of view, we're keen to participate. We will come with constructive ideas, suggestions how to improve productivity going forward. We want to see an ambitious agenda from the government.
The Shadow Minister for Productivity and Deregulation, Andrew Bragg, blamed Labor for poor productivity and warned of the risk of another Canberra talk fest. He says the Liberal Party is willing to be constructive, but will judge the results on the volume of regulation removed and the adoption of policies to promote private investment. Senator Bragg also called for an end to what he called the war on small business. Andrew McKellar says he wants to see changes for small business too.
It's about doing things like cutting red tape, so making it easier for small business simply to comply, you know, to focus on doing the things that, you know, are better for business and better for people who are working in jobs. So, you know, it's not about working harder. It's about working smarter. It's about doing things, simple things like cutting red tape.
The Productivity Roundtable has been quickly compared with the Jobs and Skills Summit that Labor held in its first term, which received a mixed reception. Liberal MP for Flinders, Zoe McKenzie, offered this lukewarm reception on ABC Afternoon Briefing.
Productivity is absolutely a key issue in terms of the Australian economy at the moment, and may I say it has already been for years. We see a very sluggish Australian economy, multiple quarters of negative growth on a per capita basis, and the government's solution is a roundtable. Unbelievable. It's like the Job Summit 2.0, the next edition. The unions didn't get everything they wanted last time. They seemed to get most of what they wanted, as far as I could tell. And now they're going in for more. But this time we're going to call it a productivity roundtable and hope for the best.
Green Senator Sarah Hanson-Young was more positive, pushing for a greater focus on women's workforce participation.
One of the first and best things that the Prime Minister could do to boost productivity in this country is to help more women participate in the workforce, and that would be by making childcare genuinely free. so that mums and dads can be able to participate in the workforce and know that their children can be cared for by good quality educators in an affordable manner.
No doubt the unions and civil society will have their say at the round table too, if not before. T. Mitchell, SBS News.